just to take him at his word. You remember that one, don't you? How many of you know it? All right, two of us. That's you, Ed. We'll get it done.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, and to know the sinful Lord. Now I trust him, more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. But thou art with me, and be with me to the end.
Welcome you this morning. Good to see this fine group. Appreciate you being here. Now let me make one or two quick announcements to remind you of the activities, what we plan. We have two or three services this morning, if it works out that way. Amen. We may have Brother Homer to give us an exposition of Revelation before the day's over. You can't ever tell. He's got a book will be out soon on the Revelation. And amen. If he ever gets chapter 4, we got it made. And there's one thing he needs to explain. Everybody's wondered what happened to the sales girl. She's the only one that survived. Well, it's good to see you this morning. Now, after Brother Avery gets through in just a few moments, we'll take a short break, real short, and then we'll have another service. Remember, some of you forgot yesterday evening, but we had a good service at 4 o'clock. I mean, we did. So you remember this evening at 4 o'clock. We won't stay long. It's hot. And so you be here. All you chilling sitting back there on the back, it'd probably be a blessing if you boys would move down closer to the front. And all you sitting back there, you're not that hot. And the reason I want you to do that, I want to stay at peace with you. And all you, get down there at least where in front of some adults, then you'll be all right. You don't have to come all the way to the front. But I used to be a boy one time, too. And so I didn't want you boys, I know a couple of you, and one of them was a hay. And and he just acts like his daddy. That's all wrong with him, his granddaddy. Amen. And that's all, but that'll help boys a lot, I guarantee you. And so I appreciate that fella. And one of them probably was a Thompson. And they wasn't doing anything. They were minding their business. I just don't want them to do anything. And amen. But you remember the activity. You pray. The Lord only knows what's going to happen tonight. I have no idea. And some of them folks said they come to hear Brother Mays preach last night. He probably done some best preaching I ever heard him do. That may be one of the best sermons I ever heard him do last night. Amen. So, okay, we're going to let Brother Avery come. We don't want to take up any of his time. You listen. Let me say this now. You chilling, you ain't got to have a drink of water. Now, remember that. Every time you get up and go out, unless you run out to shout, I thought Mike had bought him one of them screen doors last night. And if a fella hadn't opened it for him, he'd own one this morning. But let's don't be getting up to go get water or just cause you tired sitting down. Now let's give Brother Avery our attention, and let's cause you'll disturb somebody. Lord knows I need to hear what he's got to say. Brother Avery.